Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. This is Open to Higher Self, the philosophy of Alvina Spa and Resource Center. Alvina Spa and Resource Center offers an array of workshops and Reiki treatments. Free healing Reiki circles are open to the public every Monday at 6:30 p.m. in Harlem, New York. To make reservations, call 1-877-839-0009. Today, we have a special guest, and I hope everyone is up and ready to learn about fasting. It is Sister Adama. Sister Adama, are you there? Hello, Sister Adama. I can't hear you. We're having some technical difficulties. Hold on just a moment, please, while I search into this matter. Well, we're having some technical difficulties. I hope you can hear me. Sister Adama will be on very soon. I am very excited to have her on. I went to this sister sometime last year, and I really enjoyed sitting down with Sister Adama. Okay, she's here. Sister Adama?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, very good. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you for being on. Sister Adama, please give us some history on you.
Well, I changed my diet from eating everything to completely vegan in 1978 while I was a psychology major at the University of Florida. And so for these 31 years, I've been very consistent in that. I have a 26-year-old who will be 27 this year that I raised completely vegan. I haven't had a history of dealing with doctors through my childhood. Since 1978, I've not been to a doctor, seen a doctor. I have had any kind of health concerns or issues, and what I do now is provide people with dietary, nutritional, lifestyle change consultations to reverse any disease through nutrition. Basically, I've been studying all of this time. I had a vegan restaurant from 94 to 99. I do host my own program called The Meeting of the Inner Circle. I've been on air with WRFG 89.3 FM for the past 10 years. dealing with the issues of our resurrection, the prerequisites for our being qualified for continuance in existence, and being able to make the lifestyle changes that are necessary in order for us to walk in the integrity of who we are as children of light and children of God and disciples of truth. And so I'm extremely impassioned about our coming into the right information and knowledge that we need and our empowerment, particularly as women, because women are everywhere. We work on behalf of what I've now called and been calling the corporate deities of debt, which are the companies that produce, manufacture, distribute, and market products into our communities that undermine us at the cellular level, which are primarily the tobacco, the alcohol, the sugar, the dairy, the meat, the chicken, the sea creatures, as well as the snack food industries. And so when you look at the cumulative effect of all of these things in our bodies, our tissues, the preservatives, the chemicals, the artificial colors, the white sugar, all of this, then we can get a much greater picture as to why we're sick. And once we make the commitment to change our lifestyle, to really live for life, to come to a point where we realize that we've already been given law, and that law was given to us by the what some people would term God, or what I refer to as the intelligence of existence. And that intelligence is permeating every atom and every cell of our being with each and every breath we take and every beat of our hearts. So it requires a commitment to care to be in light, care to be in right, care to be healthy, care to be in potency, because that's, you know, when you've been socialized to be massive consumers and you're consistently bombarded psychologically, subliminally, and commercially with all kinds of tricks and schemes to undermine your natural intelligence, then we have to be very aggressive about, you know, what is our first line of defense when we're under siege.
Okay. Well, today you're going to speak to us about fasting. And I have a question to ask you. You have two other callers and someone in the chat room, but I want to ask you a question first, and that is, what are the benefits to fasting?
Well, with fasting, we are give our bodies a chance to rest. And because basically most of the body's energies are used up digesting, all right? And so we're under this misnomer that, okay, if you want energy, you eat. But it's actually the opposite. If you really want energy, then you don't eat. And that mentality, or the thought that governs that, is that the body is 80% water. And so as a result of that, any chewing and masticating that we're doing, basically, we're taking whatever it is we're bringing into our mouths, and we're trying to liquefy it, because the body can only be nourished through liquids. And so when we realize that and you begin to consume liquids as opposed to trying to, you know, always eat solid food or convert solid food into liquids, then you really begin to save the body the digestive energy, so that energy that you would ordinarily spend digesting can then be used for healing. And so that's the point. Now, a real fast, or, you know, a fasting is generally when you do not consume anything other than water. And that is a very difficult fast for most people, because the body is so intelligent that once you stop consuming solid food and chewing, then your body is going to move into cleanse mode, all right? And when it starts to cleanse, then a lot of the colors, the poisons, the preservatives, the nitrates, the toxins and whatnot, these things are automatically beginning to be loosened up and recirculating through the bloodstream. So the point of fasting is to give the body time to digest and then to flush the system. So instead of really focusing on fasting, I'd really like for us to focus more on flushing our bodies. Because some people will fast and they'll do what's called a dry fast. That means they're consuming nothing. They're not eating, they're not drinking. The body will still function as intelligence, and it will loosen up all of these poisons, but the poisons will not get flushed out of the body. And so you end up doing the body more harm than good.
Okay. I'm going to take a caller. This caller, the last four digits are 9800. Caller, you on air? Hello, caller. Hello, caller, are you there? Okay, we have another caller. This caller, last four digits are 6865. Caller, are you there?
Oh, that's my number.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're not ready to ask a question?
Oh, no, not yet, ma'am.
Okay.
I have a question.
Okay, yes. Who's calling?
This is caller 9800.
Okay, hi, caller.
Hi. What is the best way to start a fast? What would be the first steps that you take?
Well, depending on what your diet and your lifestyle regimen is, mm-hmm. so that if you're still doing, say, red meat, pork, chicken, beef, if you're still doing flesh foods, then the best way to move into a fast would begin, of course, to phase those things out, right? And then to increase your vegetation.
Okay.
Fruits in the morning and vegetables, vegetable soup, steamed greens, that kind of thing. And then you do that maybe for anywhere from 7 days, and then you would move into maybe just doing fruits and salads, moving all cooked food out the diet. And then moving into fruits and salads. Fruits in the morning, salads in the evening. Lots of water in between. Okay? And then after a few days of doing that, then you can move into just fruit.
Mm-hmm.
After that, you can move into fruits and smoothies or fruit juices. And then move into doing just a day of just water.
Okay.
All right, and so it may actually take you, depending on where you're starting,
mm-hmm.
It may actually take you a couple of weeks
okay.
to get into an actual fast where you're consuming nothing but water or liquids. The other thing that's very important in terms of the flushing is the cleansing and opening up the elimination.
Mm-hmm.
And that means taking colon cleansing herbs, herbal formulas. A lot of times herbs work best synergistically. They work better together. And so a colon cleansing, blood cleansing formula, and enemas. What I find with many people, they may do the master cleanse. And many people have heard of Dr. Christopher's master cleanse, where you do lemon juice, lemonade, lemon water, cayenne, and maple syrup. And they will do that for anywhere from 3 to 7 to 12 to 14 to 21 days. But they don't necessarily open up the elimination. Opening up the elimination means that every day that you're not doing any solid food, you need to be taking an enema to help get the stuff that's being loosened up from the fast out of the body. This is where you're going to get your best results.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Sister Adama, I have a question. When one begin to merge into the juicing, how much juice should they digest?
Well, depending on, like I said, where we're starting. See, because everybody's body is different, and those who are say anywhere from 20 to more than 30 pounds overweight, then you're going to need to really do more,
okay.
All right? Because basically when we're talking about fleshing the body, we want to make sure that we're getting anywhere from 8 to 16 ounces of just water.
Right. Okay.
Every hour, every other hour or so. Now, if you're doing, like, citrus juices, I did a 72-day fast the day that I closed my restaurant. And because I was already vegan prior to that, then I moved into the fast by moving, you know, not doing any cooked food, getting off the grains, moving into just fruit and vegetation, and then I started doing citrus juices so that I would blend juice, pineapple, grapefruit, tangerine, lime, lemons, and whatnot, and I would do maybe about 3 quarts of that throughout the day.
So that particular...
In addition to doing water.
Okay. So that particular mixture, what does that do to the body?
That particular, the citrus and all of that, that I did to kind of get my liver jump started.
Okay,
because the liver has about 250 functions, most of which are detoxification and fat metabolization and whatnot. And so a lot of times when we are drinking and we don't have to really drink, but when you consume a lot of starch and carbohydrates, if you consume those starches and carbohydrates at the same time that you are eating proteins, the proteins can be beans, they can be fish, they can be any kind of flesh food. If you're doing them both at the same time, you pretty much undermine your digestive system.
Okay.
Then if you drink while you're eating, then basically a lot of people who have digestive issues are also going to have a protruding colon. Mm. You're going to see that belly.
Okay. Okay.
All right. And so what happens is that because the body is so intelligent, it only digests one thing at a time. It digests the simplest thing at a time. So when you go into those all-you-can-eat places and you get a meat and you get a starch and you get a vegetable, and then for dessert you get another carb, sweets, pies, some people eat fruit and whatnot, the body is always going to go to the most simple thing to digest, which is going to be the fruit. Okay, that means that the meat or the protein is going to sit there last because it is the most complex thing to digest. So it's going to be digested last. The carbohydrates are next, and they require alkalizing enzyme. The protein requires an acidic enzyme to liquefy it. And this is why, you know, meat is just not good for us. We should really, as we're moving into the spring, you know, we should be making lifestyle change decisions so that as you're moving into this fast, you are ready to let go of any of the heavy things that are the elements of disease, which are your meat, your dairy, your eggs, your chicken, your fish, and your sea creatures.
Hmm.
And that way we begin to get a little bit more simplistic, because what happens is that the carbs, when they're sitting there, they're going to begin to ferment. And the fermentation will produce alcohol, and it will affect the liver as if you have been drinking.
Mm.
Wow.
That's interesting. Wow. I never heard that one. That's real interesting.
You know, so when people say, oh, well, Miss Sally died. I said, well, what did Miss Sally die from? She died from sclerosis of the liver. Well, how is that? Well, she never drank.
Right.
That's because she always had rice, she always had beans, she always had all of this stuff. So basically, but she wasn't able to digest it. So it's that, and the carbs are going to ferment, and the proteins are going to putrefy, which is why a lot of people get tired and sleepy
mm-hmm.
after they have a meal.
Right.
So I remember when I came to see you, you emphasized that I need to make sure that I get organic fruits and vegetables, and that the water that I purchase It should be distilled water.
Mm-hmm.
So that still applies. Am I correct?
Exactly. The other thing is that depending on if you are treating for anything, okay, if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, if you have obesity, whatever issues you're dealing with, the bottom line is that you need to know that there is no such thing as incurable or unhealable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's all curable, but you have to do it by following and understanding that there's law. Distilled water has a lighter density than other waters so that it is able to penetrate the cells, and it also magnetizes, it attracts a lot of the inorganic chemicals and things that may be in our bodies. And so our flushing is very important. It's not just fasting, but it is flushing.
Mm-hmm.
And so to give you an idea of what flushing looks like, is like we all have had experiences where you try to put something in the toilet, or if you have bowel movements that don't flush the first time, that depending on what your water pressure is in the toilet and whatnot, then you have to pour water in to flush the toilet. You don't pour it just drops at a time, right? You have to pour like a whole gallon of water or a bucket of water down there to flush it. So that's the kind of flushing that we have to do in our bodies.
What are the side effects to fasting, juice fasting, and then going into complete water fasting?
Well, the thing is that the one thing that we want to be sure to avoid is auto-intoxication.
Okay.
And that's where you are loosening up so much toxins that you're beginning to feel bad, you're getting headaches. You know, you're lethargic. You can't move. You don't want to do anything, and whatnot. I did a 14-day water fast last October, and it was my first time. Generally, I may start my fast once I move from my juices. I'll do 3 days of water. During that time, you need to be resting, because doing water, particularly if you're really flushing the body, you're not going to really, really feel real energetic. You got to get those poisons out of the body. So those are the things that you want to be very careful about in terms of loosening up more poisons and you're opening up the elimination for you. You have to be aggressive about opening up the elimination. That's doing your enemas. To distill water, and when I talk about enemas, I'm not talking about the Fleet enemas. I'm talking about the red bag, hot water bottle, what we used to hang up on grandmama's back door. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so those enemas, those enema bags hold about a half a gallon of water, and one session would be two of those bags.
In one session?
In one session. You need to do two enemas. And even after 31 years of being vegan and having experiment, you know, doing fasting and whatnot, I still do enemas every week.
And is that about how often you should do it, weekly?
Well, when you're fasting, you need to do it every day that you're fasting.
Okay.
Okay. If you're not fasting and you are trying to reverse any kind of illness, depending on what it is, you need to be doing enemas as a part of it. I have clients that have cancer. Cancer is a disease of acidity, okay? Anything other than fruits and vegetation, anything other than seeded fruits and vegetation creates acidity, okay? Now, if our vehicles don't start, we will go up under the hood and we'll look at the battery terminal. If there's white corrosion and whatnot, we say, oh, well, the battery is acidic. Acid short circuits the current, right, of electricity. Now, our bodies are electrical, and we need minerals to facilitate the current and the charge that our bodies are carrying. So the brain operates electrically. Okay, and so the minerals are what we need, our iron, our phosphorus, our magnesium, our selenium, our trace elements, and whatnot. So this is what we have to become aggressive about, making sure that our bodies are getting. And that's why you want to do your fruits and your vegetation. Now, the thing about the organics, Elvina, when you mentioned the organics, is that for centuries, decades, thousands of years, we as a people, as a people who are the ascendants and descendants of Aboriginal, Indigenous, and Native people, we never had to plant anything. Mother Earth grew everything that we ate. Y'all understand that?
Right.
The mangoes, the limes, everything was already growing. We didn't have to plant any of it.
Right.
Okay, now, why is there such a big thing about organic food now? It's because man-made cultivated foods are not really recognizable by Mother Earth as real food, so then you get a problem with pests that come to devour those plants. Because you can take any portion of earth space. You can take a 1x1 square foot piece, a 10x10 square foot piece of earth. Mother Earth never grows any one thing. She always grows a combination of things naturally in existence. But where these people have come and they bulldoze and then they plant one thing that grows, right? Then you have issues in terms of needing to get organic because you have pests. Mm. And then they use pesticides. Mother Earth never grows just one thing by itself. And that's where the whole bastardization in our food supply is coming, because we are eating food that is not real food. And it doesn't matter whether we cook it or do it raw. You know, some of those real foods are carrots, beets, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, asparagus. All of these things are more man-made. Your gold and yellow and orange bell peppers. So there's a whole other element in which we have to move to in understanding that when we're eating food that is typically grown naturally, we don't have to have quite the same concern about the pesticides. Now, white men have been patting each other's pockets and patting each other's butts for a long time. There are 17 different chemicals that are allowed in the food for the food, and the food can still be certified organic. If a farmer planted and did pesticides for 16, 17 years, and then he decides he's going to go organic, so for the last 3-4 years he did not do any pesticides, he can still be certified organic and still be using the generation of seed that he was using during the time that he was doing the pesticides.
Hmm.
So it all gets to be a little game after a while, as far as I'm concerned. So my major point is that we begin to realign ourselves spiritually in the light and the truth of who we are as these points of an absolute and eternal presence, to know that the intelligence of existence has never gone out of business. That intelligence is the same intelligence that operates the sun, the moon, all of the worlds, the planets. We are in space. Mother Earth is completely intelligent, and that intelligence animates every atom and every cell of our being. Mm. We have to reclaim the integrity of who we really are and what we really are. Mm. And as we become more conscious in that thought, then every atom and every cell of our being becomes permeated in our thoughts. Have we ever wondered why and how it is that we follow the same path as our parents? We end up doing very similar things that our mothers did, because the body is 80% water. And this is why we have to understand that when you're getting, when you're fasting and when you're flushing, you want to be able to get distilled water. You can do alkalized water. You can take like an eighth of a teaspoon of baking soda and put it in 33 ounces, one of those 20 to 33 ounce bottles of water, shake it up, and it will alkalize. All right, we're trying to reverse any conditions of acidity. And you can buy pH papers from your pharmacies and health food stores and test your saliva and your urine. But the only thing that promotes alkalinity is seeded fruit and vegetation, as well as your seaweeds, sea mosses, and things that come from the ocean, like your bladderwrack. And these are the things that are part of what my recommendations are in terms of what we have to have in order to come into the vitality that we want to be in. You don't want to just, you know, do a little fast and then after your fast you go back to what you were doing if it wasn't optimizing for you.
Question. Once you complete a fast, after you've gone through the process, what do you go back to eating the fruits and the vegetables again?
Yeah, you begin to break your fast on fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And this is because, see, we're fasting every day.
Right.
The period of time from the last meal to the first meal. So if your last meal was at 6 p.m., right, and you don't wake up until 6 a.m., and then you have breakfast at 7, 8, 9 a.m., that was a fast.
Right.
Okay? Your break fast should always be water or fruit juices, fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so when you're coming off the fast, you want to break the fast with some fruit.
Okay.
Some apples, something juicy, a juicy fruit. Apples, pears, plums, seeded grapes, and whatnot. And then you just give yourself a chance to get real simple, so you just eat one thing at a time. One thing at a time. And it may make you, you know, depending on the days that you are fasting, so that if you fast 7 days, it may take you maybe 2 days of doing fruits and then have a nice salad.
Okay. Okay.
Wow. That was so informative. Okay, I do have a question for those that for those are not used to being a vegetarian or vegan, and
mm-hmm.
and they prefer to go back to eating flesh. What would you suggest they do?
I can't suggest it.
Okay,
I just can't suggest it. Why? Because we're dying.
Okay,
we are actually dying in greater and greater numbers on a daily basis. Now, the thing that we have to realize and is that, one, your body is absolutely perfect. Two, your spirit dwells in that body.
Mm.
We are on a planet that is spinning through space. We're already in the heavens, and we are circling the sun in 65-day cycles. Those 65 days are broken up into 52 7-day periods, all right, 52 weeks in a year, and it takes us that long to travel one cycle around the sun. We are already in space, so our bodies are spacesuits, and the planet is our intergalactic spaceship, all right? Now, these space suits, okay, our bodies are in them, and so what's happening with the obesity and the diabetes and all of that is our space suits have not been evacuated from the feces and the urine that's still in the body with us. Okay, can you imagine that?
Hmm.
Having a space suit and your space suit has not been emptied. You've been urinating and defecating and whatnot in the spacesuit, but it ain't going nowhere.
Hmm.
So we're being poisoned. The blood is being poisoned. All right? Now, I can only say that we're at a point now, particularly as women, where everything we do is extremely important because we're always serving somebody, whether it's our men, our children, our students. You understand, we're in the hospitals, we're the nurses, we are everywhere. We need to be in a vibration now where we are in our light and our integrity. The womb man is the perpetuator of life. It is our duty, our obligation, and our responsibility to know how to perpetuate lineages of people. And feeding off the flesh of dead animals don't help us do that. And so I can't say, because, see, the bottom line is that if you go through the fast, say you fast 7 days or you fast 21 days, you're going to be feeling good, particularly if you're fleshing, you're eliminating, you're open up. And if it takes you 3-4 weeks of going back into fruits, and then you move into your fruit and vegetables, and then, you know, 10 days later, then you may start doing soups, and then you start doing cooked food. Then when you put that meat back in the body, you're going to feel like shit. Excuse me. You're going to feel bad. You're going to feel bad. So basically, you know, the bottom line is that there is no clean protein in terms of the flesh of a dead animal. And I've heard people say, oh, well, you just need to get some clean protein. There's no clean protein. Those animals, if you're dealing with seafood, because a lot of people think that your sea creatures and your chicken and your turkey are a better form of meat than beef and pork. And the reality of it is it's all dead. So because it's all dead, when it comes into your body, it's bringing chemicals, preservatives, and whatnot, and then the rotting process, the decay and decomposition, is going to happen in the body. And you're dwelling in your body. You're living in your body. So that's like you taking a piece of meat and putting it in your drawers with your underwear, your panties, or putting it on the shelf or putting it somewhere, and people say, well, I would never do that. Why? Because it's going to rot and it's going to decay in that thing, and it's going to create organisms. So that's what's happening in the body. And that's why we have to be aggressive about the cleansing, because we have all of these things dwelling with us. And see, the nature of intelligence, I don't care whether it's the gnat, the mosquito, the lightning bug, the ant, the bee, the caterpillar, the whale, it doesn't matter. Every being, and if you look at the word being, I is in the center of it. Every being has an eye that sees, and that eye that sees through every being is the intelligence of existence. That is that thing that we call God. It sees through every eye. And the nature of intelligence is that it always does what is in its own best interest. It always exerts 150% full effort towards exalting its life. The squirrels do it, the pigeons do it, the birds do it, the bees do it. Everything is glorifying its life. The psychological, and because I was a psych major at the University of Florida, 30,000 students, 1,500 were black, I was able to see that process of how you market, how you advertise, how you use music, how you do these things to undermine the natural intelligence of a person, where we begin to do that which is not in our own best interest. No intelligence does that. Every intelligence does what's in its own best interest. Every intelligence lives to exalt its life. Every intelligence knows how to perpetuate its life. Every intelligence has been imbued with the faculty of the Creator to provide it with a defense mechanism to protect itself, to flee or to fight for its life. And here we are, killing ourselves.
Sister Adama and my guests, I just want to make an announcement, and then I'm going to play some music, and we're going to come back to Sister Adama. I want to inform everyone that I am part of Dr. Masjid Ali's and Dr. Kamu Kakai and Kathy Davis and Connie Farani Community Health Consciousness Initiative. I am one of the group leaders that will be under these doctors and holistic and nutritional practitioners, guiding and assisting other facilitators and me towards a holistic approach to healing for the community. It is free, and several healing modalities will be offered. The people that will be accepted in the groups are those who suffer from hypotension and diabetes. even those who have a family history and think eventually they would develop these diseases, they are going to be accepted. I will have a co-facilitator. Together we will work to bring forth the best for everyone in the group. If anyone is interested, please call 877-839-0009 or email me at alvina@alvinasmithspa.net. This is a wonderful opportunity to receive all the services and education and group work for free. These are some dynamic doctors, and they are always giving back to the community. Even the holistic nutritional practitioners, they are dynamic. But I'm focusing on the groups that will be living in Harlem, Central Harlem, West Harlem, East Harlem, and Washington Heights. This is in New York City. Again, if anyone is interested, please call that number and email me. Now, you can check out Dr. Ali's website is www.ethicsinmedicine.us. And you could check out the website also. If anyone is interested, they can, again, they can email any other team leader and see where they want to attend a group. Okay? So I just wanted to share that with everyone, and I am going to play some music, and then we're going to go back to Sister Adama.
There's a natural mystic flowing.
That was Bob Molly, a natural mystic. So we are here with Sister Adama. Sister Adama, we have a caller that is interested in asking you a question.
Okay.
6865. Caller, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Okay, and how are you?
Well, tell us how you're enjoying the show so far.
Well, I'm enjoying the show. It's very informative. I'm actually writing down some notes to myself, you know, that I can follow.
Good.
I have a question. I'm currently fasting. I'm on a Master Cleanse fast.
Okay.
And I'm on day 4. This is my second time using it fast, and it feels like this time I'm more disciplined than the first time.
Good.
And I am able to actually have so much discipline. I'm able to cook for my children
mm-hmm.
and still not crave for the food.
mm-hmm.
You know, as I'm cooking, you know, as I'm
yes.
cooking them their dinner. But my question is to you, can I do mal exercising while I'm fasting?
Yeah, the thing I would encourage you to do is one, make sure that you're opening up those bowels, enemas, or the, I think they recommend like a sea salt flush. Are you doing those?
No.
Okay, that's gonna be the thing, because see, if you start exercising, right,
uh-huh.
then you're gonna begin to build the poison into your muscle. So basically,
okay.
I want you to focus on cardio.
Okay.
I want you to focus on breathing.
Okay.
Okay, because oxygenation. See, cancer cells cannot flourish in a well oxygenated environment. Okay. And so not to say that you have cancer or any of that, but just to say that oxygenation,
it is our breath that holds us in existence. It is not our stomach. It is our breath. Because, see, we can go months and months and months without food, which is what people do all the time. What people are eating isn't really food, it's junk. All right? So we can live for a long time without eating real food or drinking real water. All right? But you cannot live without breathing. Your
right.
breath is what holds you in existence. Other than your skin is your largest eliminative organ. You've got millions of pores. The body is 80% water. And so I'm going to suggest that you are breathing more, doing some breath exercise, some yoga, some stretching, some walking, treadmill, those kinds of things. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
And so, yeah, so, but otherwise, no muscle toning, all of that kind of stuff, because all of the impurities that you're trying to eliminate, they're going to be building up in your muscles.
Mm. Yeah, that's interesting. That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and as I'm fasting now, is there anything additional that I should take besides an enema? And how often will I be taking that enema?
I want you to do the enema every day.
Every day.
Every day. Every day that you're loosening up all those poisons. Because, see, every day that you're not eating, you're loosening up stuff. You just can't guesstimate or estimate how much stuff you're losing. Are you overweight already?
Yes.
Okay. And because you're overweight, then that means that you've got excess. You're gonna be eliminating. You're going to be eliminating, so you want to be aggressive about the cleansing because that's where you're going to get your best results. Now, I'm going to just say this, is when I changed my diet at the University of Florida in 1978, I went from eating absolutely everything to having fruit in the morning and huge salads in the evening. I lost 30 pounds in less than 45 days with no additional exercise.
Okay.
Okay. Now, when you're not eating, okay, and I had nobody counseling me. I was so on fire. My spirit was so intense and so on fire because they were giving me statistics. 20,000 black Americans die every year from sugar diabetes. Another 15,000 black Americans are dying every year from complications from obesity. Another 12,000 black Americans are dying every year from cancer of the esophagus. Another 10,000 are dying from cancer of the larynx. By the time you start adding up tens of thousands of black people dying every year from these diseases, and then they say, oh, well, we don't have the cause and we don't know the cure, but because you're both black and female, you're a double minority, you can get paid for doing the research. And I'm like, oh, hell no, that is not sufficient. And I prayed and I asked and I prayed and I asked God, show me what this is. And that's how I changed my diet. And I haven't gone back. I haven't gone back. It hasn't, you know, nothing has been a temptation for me. So 31 years of being completely vegan, no dairy, no meat, no chicken, no fish, no sea creatures, no white bread, no white sugar, no ice cream. None of that. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, so that's the kind of energy I'm wanting to see us build up. Why? Because we are so vitally important. When we realize that there were sacrifices that were made in our behalf, that our mothers, our grandmothers, our great-grandmothers, our fathers, our grandfathers, our great-grandfathers, these people sacrificed so that we would live a life that was free from enslavement, that was free, freer. So being enslaved to anything is not sufficient right now.
I have a question. During the fast, let's say, for example, I'm eating my fruits and my salads. Where does nuts fall into that? Can you include nuts in your salad?
Nuts are acidifying.
Okay.
Okay? The only alkalizing nut there is are your raw almonds.
Okay.
Okay? You can take your raw almonds, all right, because a lot of people are doing, like, almond milks and that kind of thing, but they're buying them from the health food store. I don't recommend buying any processed types of things. You take a handful of raw almonds, put it in a blender under grind, and you can grind them up and then use that almond meal over your salads.
Okay.
Okay, or you can add your water, your distilled water, your drinking water, your alkalized water, your reverse osmosis water, and make an almond milk.
Okay,
now that's later on when you're trying to build. See, because what happened with me, when I lost that initial 30 pounds, I've never put it back on. And here I am 31 years later. I just turned 51. And you all can see my picture.
She looks like a little girl. She
right,
looks
I'm 51
so young.
Years old. People don't believe I'm as old as I am.
She looks like a teenager, seriously. Y'all got to see the picture. No, seriously, she looks like a teenager.
Mm.
She looks
and
very young. Her
yeah.
skin is beautiful.
And so those are the key things is that, one, you really want to be in the fullness of yourself. We don't have any apologies to make for being powerful, for being beautiful, for being dynamic, for being gorgeous. You understand? We can handle that right now. Particularly coming into maturity. Right? We can handle that. All right, now the way the law works is that your body is so perfect, the less you give it, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the more breathing, the more exercising, the more prayer, you understand? Because this is about a holistic way of being.
Right.
You want to be whole, body, heart, mind, life, and soul. You want your talents, your skills, your abilities. You want all of these things to be activated because, see, there is nothing that we can do that is greater than who we be.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
During the National Black Arts Festival here in Atlanta, I would be fasting. And I'd be on the 40th day of a 60-day fast or the 60th day of a 72-day fast or whatnot. And so my whole orientation mentally would be different so that I go up to these artists and I look at this fabulous artwork that they do, but art imitates life.
Hmm.
You understand? So the artists, they put all of this energy into doing trees and birds and flowers and this and that and images of people, and God has already created us already perfect. And so I'm like, okay, well, we can't create anything greater than ourselves. So let's put the energy into ourselves, into the quality of our being, into who we be butt naked. You are your greatest gift, where you are, who you are, butt naked. You will never work for a bed, bar, or still be awarded or rewarded anything that is greater than yourself. And the only greater one will be the ones that come through you if you've had the wisdom to acknowledge the blessing and the gift of your extraordinary, unique individuality and remember how divine you really are.
Sister Adama, we only have 4 minutes, and I would like you to share with our guests, some information about your packages and how they can reach you. And if I told one person that I believe that you could do it over the phone, the consultation.
I can't do them over the phone.
Oh, you can't?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry then. I misinformed.
I can do them over the phone.
Oh, you can? Okay, great.
Yes.
And I was telling them that, you know, you were sending this package. I told them I sat with you. I think you initially told me it was 3, but I think I sat with you for 6 hours.
Yeah.
And I said, you will learn a lot. I said, she gives you this thick book. Once she gets your name, your date of birth and everything, and then she has this analysis and everything is broken down to the point that you'd be like, wow. It's like it's customized. And then she gives you these CDs and then she talks with you. She actually sits there and she talks with you and she listens and she consults, you know, based on what she hears from you and her knowledge and her wisdom. So I probably just told what it is, but you can go further to Sita Dhamma. You can go further.
Well, I am, like I said, I'm impassioned about seeing us in our greatness, particularly as women. We are in a very, very auspicious moment in timelessness right now. The Creator, we are under the edict from the exalted heavens to rise completely up. To raise, to come back to the truth of ourselves. There is no greater promise. The fulfillment of the promise is that we would be a restored people. This is a part of that. What I offer is a holistic lifestyle change consultation. We deal with every aspect, the spiritual, the mental, the dietary, nutritional. You get your food list. Everything out here that's vegetation is not for us to eat, particularly as a melanin-dominated people. You get your food list. I give you my recommendations for where to get and who to get your herbs from, particularly if you're treating for any disease, whether it's cancer, diabetes, AIDS, it doesn't matter what disease you're dealing with, okay? And my whole point is to give you the most expeditious cellular cleansing, renewing, rebirthing, and consciousness expansion possible in the least amount of time for the least amount of money. My consultations generally are $150. You need at least a 3-hour block of time. If you are somewhere else other than where I am in Atlanta, then we can do it over the phone, arrange payment by PayPal, Brush Card, or you can send me a money order, and then I send your package out the day that I receive payment. I get do a complete numerological profile based on your given name at birth. If you had been born an identical twin, you and your twin would have the exact same identical genealogy. Your name gives that genealogy expression. So in the name and in the birth date, we get a cue and a way to see what it is that God intended for you to do by virtue of the sound vibration that you're walking the planet as. And then I also do what's called the destiny card reading so that we understand and you understand what factors are working with you. It's like we've each been dealt a hand, but if you don't know the hand that you've been dealt, then you can't play it properly. And so we each walk like a card in the deck. A regular deck of cards is ancient symbolism for the 52 personalities of humanity. And so basically the key to liberation is self-knowledge, creation knowledge, and creator knowledge. And so that's what my consultations deal with. I don't do anything else. This is what I do other than radio. I am so impassioned. I've done business, customer doormen, vegetarian food, metaphysics, holistic book distribution, but my passion right now is to make sure that you all get what you need so that you can walk in the fullness of all that you are. And I don't feel no way about trying to make sure that I do that because I am not, what's the word, I'm not afraid of people who are more powerful than me. I feel as though I have not done my job unless I make sure that I'm raising up those who are more powerful than me. When it comes time for us to leave the planet, sisters, we need to have left the planet in a much greater space than we found it, and millions of people need to be stronger because we've lived. And this is our time.
Wow.
Okay. So how can they get in contact with you?
You can call me at 678-760-9299. My website is Adama, A-D-A-M-A, Speaks, speaks.com. And then I've got a little video at myspace.com/AdamaSpeaks. And then I'm on radio every Thursday night from midnight to 3, Eastern Standard Time at WRFG.org. That's R as in radio, F as in free, G as in Georgia, .org. Online at midnight on Thursday night.
Now, that's in Georgia, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. I noticed that there's a satellite radio that you're on as well, right?
Well, I'm doing the blog talk, and then I'm beginning to do some program with WAEN.TV.
Okay.
And so I'm really in a lot of prayer. I started my fast February 2nd, and I fast for about 26 days. And then I'll begin again after I come back from the Bahamas next week.
Enjoy. Enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm. I'm thankful.
Have fun for me, too. What I want to ask, if you can give us an affirmation or a short meditation, either or.
Very good. I want you all to really just take a little time wherever you are right now and take a deep breath. And as you're taking in that breath, realize that that breath is the reality of the trust that the Creator has given you to give you so much of itself with each and every breath we take and every beat of our heart. We are completely immersed, completely upheld, completely animated, completely enlivened, completely permeated and penetrated by the intelligence of existence, which is beginningless. It is endless, it is infinite and eternal, and it is the substance of all that we could ever possibly be. We, in this now moment of eternity, are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme presence, whose presence is all there is as existence itself. On behalf of the legacy of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of all of those who have come before us, on behalf of the 99 million that did not make it to these shores, on behalf of the 11 million who did and all of those who suffered, who sacrificed, and those who have been undermined as a result of the commercialization of death and the adulteration of who we are, may you each be inspired in every atom and every cell of your being to accept the divinity of who you are, as one of the Creator's own, to know that this is our time to be cleansed, to be purified, to be renewed, to be rebirthed, to be revivified, so that we walk in the light of the intelligence and the truth of all that we are as children of light, as disciples of truth, as mothers, as women, as loves, as wives, that we are completely renewed, rebirthed, and restored in the light and the wisdom and in the fulfillment of the promises, that we would come away from this place with great substance and wealth. there is no greater substance and wealth than the integrity of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme presence. Every dis-ease is being filled with peace. With each and every breath, you're getting stronger. With each and every heartbeat, you are alive and enlivened to be in the fullness of yourself. You are one of the most fascinating, one of the most creative, one of the most unique, one of the most dynamic spirits on the planet. And I am so thankful to be sharing this time and space with you. The Creator is the totality of all there is existence itself. And let us rejoice with each and every breath we take.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sister Adama, and I hope to have you back on as our show is getting ready to end, and thank you. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome, Elvina. I'll be happy, delighted anytime you call me, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
To hear from you. You're very welcome. My blessings to you. Y'all stay strong, stay focused. This is our time. Be uncompromising, be relentless in love, all right?
Yes.
Yes.
Very good. My blessings to you.
Blessings.
Thank you. Good day.